saved a potential nugget.
So CJ, talking about the parallels between the stand-up world and the business world, again, when I look at stand-up as a profession, clearly there's a piece around executive presence, holding your own in front of an audience. There's a piece around storytelling, which clearly has an impact on how you carry an organization with you. And there's a piece around humor, which is a good life skill, I believe. Give us a sense on how people can cultivate these skills and what are the clues from the stand-up world that can be applied in the business world.
So I would rather address the second part of your question, because the first part is pretty obvious: presentation skills, gravitas. I help a lot of C-level executives with speech writing, because as comedians, we are mentally trained to cut out the fat. Every single extra word that is not required is removed, and we find a way to get to the punchline, whether it's a funny punchline or a business point that you're trying to make. But there is so much that business can learn from stand-up comedy. Today, as a performer, as Papa CJ, I'm a brand, right? It is a brand that I have to cultivate globally. Now, I deliver a service in, say, 20 different countries. My brand values, my point of view, my value proposition does not change no matter which country I'm in. My audience might disagree with me, but I'm not going to change what I stand for. Same with any brand. However, no matter which country I'm in, I have to get that audience to relate to me. Right? Yeah. Similar for a brand, how do you, in a world of 140 characters and limited attention span, how do you as a brand grab attention instantly? Comedy can teach you that. What do I do when I go to a new country? I find out about their history, their politics, their scandals. I read about the last 10 days' papers. And I start with information and material that they care about. Similarly with a brand, right? If you can talk about what concerns them instantly, you've got their attention. Then you can take them beyond their borders. Then you can bring them to your side and tell your story. But it's got to be about them first. So one, grabbing attention. Secondly, dealing with feedback. We get feedback every 15 seconds. As I've already said this, if they're not laughing, you got to change, yep. Right? How do you adapt instantly to feedback? Today, with social media, as brands, as organizations, you get feedback immediately. Now, for us, we deal different. We don't have a standard response. Today, you see many of these companies, you'll send them a tweet, you get an Autobot, which will send you a standard response. Yep. We don't do that as comedians. You may have stock put down lines, but eventually that doesn't work. If a man heckles me, I have the freedom to destroy him instantly. If a woman heckles me, I have to be gentle until it gets to a point where she is disrupting the show for the rest of the audience. So, for example, I had a very drunk woman heckling me once in the UK. My first heckle put down was, I said, "Oh, look, I'm being heckled by a woman with the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen. In fact, one eye is so beautiful, the other one can't stop looking at it." Right? So funny, gentle put down. Then the next put down was, I got 400 people in the audience. I said, "Do you want her to keep quiet?" They're like, "Yes." On the count of three, I got 400 people in the audience to shout at one go to tell her to shut up. Next level, I said, "Ma'am, I would say something mean to you, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not allowed to do that because where I come from, cows are considered sacred." And eventually, I went on to say, "I'm sorry, ma'am, I don't know how to deal with you because where I come from, we don't have fat, drunk women with low self-esteem." Right? Now, that's an extremely rude thing to say. It's the kind of thing I would never say. But it's got to a point where the crowd hates her, they're entirely on my side, and her husband is practically after that covered her mouth and put her under the table. Now, the relationship to that is, in your organization, when you're getting quote-unquote heckled by customers, which customer do you put down? Which customer do you address? Who are you kind to, right? And what are the different levels of the journey you have to take them down to deal with their query or their problem? When I go for a show and my mother or my father are there, my father is never watching me. He's watching the audience to see how they react, how I'm working the crowd. In your organization, who is CJ's dad? Who is Papa CJ's dad who is watching your audience? When my mom comes for a show, After every show, no matter how good it is, the first thing she will do is tell me about the things that I could have done better or that didn't work. I hate it. It drives me mad. But nothing teaches me more or helps me grow more than that feedback. In your organization, who is CJ's mom? So these are just some of the small elements that organizations can learn. I mean, today I've seen so many startups and their communication is terrible. They want how many ever millions of funding, but over 3 minutes they cannot even communicate what they do. I mean, come on, how difficult it is, right? What is your objective? I want funding. This is who I am. This is what we do. This is our team. This is the size of the opportunity for you. This is our success so far. Bang, done. That should take you 2 minutes with 2 points under each of those. They just can't seem to do it. They will pitch for 2 minutes and at the end of it, you're like, but what do you guys do? Right? So I think communication is a skill that comedians are very good at. And we can help turn 50 pages of presentation hogwash into 5 minutes of bulletproof stuff. That is something organizations can learn from us. Cutting out the fat.
That's fascinating, actually. I'm told you need to write an hour's material to get 5 minutes worth or 10 minutes worth to make it bulletproof.
Yeah.
So I guess clearly there's something.
And also what we do is we market test, right? I will take new stuff that I've written to 10 small shows, try it out, see what's worked, tweak it before I take it on a big stage. That's another one of the things we do.
I'm reminded of the quote from Mark Twain. I didn't have time to write a short letter, so I wrote a long one instead. There's so much to be said about the brevity of communication, given we live in a world with dwindling attention span. One of my earlier guests, Amish Tripathi, mentioned that in one of the researches, it showed up that the goldfish has more of an attention span than humans. While that's amusing at one level, it's deeply, deeply scary at another. Thank you for listening.